Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The month of August was a violent one in the Bronx, and the start of September is no exception. Five people were shot, one fatally, in Pelham Gardens. Let's get the story live from our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, wild and dangerous scene returning here again last night. Witnesses telling police that a car pulled up here in front of a deli in Allerton Avenue. Two guys get out and start firing away at men who are standing here in the sidewalk. In the end, as you mentioned, those five men were wounded. They're all in their 20s. Four of them are stable at Jacoby. They remain there this morning, but a 25-year-old man who was hit at least twice in the gunfire has died. We don't have his name yet. Now, a short time later, that getaway car is a gray Honda. I passed it by this morning as I looked at the scene. That crashed about a mile away on Hone Avenue. Five men in that car were taken into police custody. One of them, though, is in pretty bad shape. He's 24 years old. He's in critical condition. So, again, no official arrests as of now, but we know that the five are being questioned, and that one man has lost his life. Three guns, we should mention, also recovered in this latest violence here in the Bronx. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A 36-year-old homeless man who had reportedly escaped from Correction Department custody 3 weeks ago was struck and killed on Manhattan's Upper East Side. That's after officials say James Mossetti was hit by a yellow cab on 72nd Street and York Avenue and then dragged 12 blocks. The cabbie, 71-year-old Abdul Hakim, is charged with leaving the scene of a fatal crash. In the Bronx, police are still looking for the driver in a hit-and-run on Bruckner and Leggett Avenues. That happened last Tuesday when 31-year-old Dilmenia Lopez de Rodriguez was hit while riding a bike. Another carriage horse got spooked with passengers inside and no one at the reins. This is the third such incident in Central Park this year. And again, it sparked calls to ban the industry altogether.
The frightening moment caught on video near the dairy. A horse bolting through the park without its handler. Mansoor says he caught the tail end of it.
When I've been in Bethesda Fountain, I saw the police, a lot of police. They're trying to catch the horse and carriage, but the horse, they go in this way.
Video on social media shows people riding in the carriage jumping off. Upper East Side resident Phil Kaminsky says he knows exactly what he would have done.
I think I would have probably looked for the nearest bush and dove right in.
The driver's union blames a tailgating garbage truck for spooking the horse. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Central Park.
As of last night, the horse named Bambi appeared to be unhurt, but she's still got to be fully checked out by a veterinarian. In a statement, Adita Bernkrant from NYCLAS said this latest close call shows why riders' law must be passed. She also accused City Council Speaker Adrian Adams of blocking that legislation and said that must stop before someone is killed. An Army football player and his dad being hailed as heroes for saving a man from a burning car after a car crash near West Point. This happened on Route 9W in Fort Montgomery, New York, where Larry Pickett Sr. tells 1010 Wins Larry Jr. jumped to action.
There were other people there, so we weren't the first on the scene, but people obviously were very cautious. They didn't want to get close to him because of the power lines on the car. My son, Larry Jr., he, with no hesitation at all, he ran towards the car,
where they both braved a dangerous situation.
Walking up to any piece of metal with, you know, live sparks and power was definitely nerve-wracking. But, you know, at the end of the day, couldn't let the gentleman just sit there and burn up. We knew he didn't have much time, so there was no time to be scared.
Well, they stayed with the man until police and firefighters arrived. In a statement, West Point's athletic director said both men exemplify the values they hold dear, and they're proud to see these traits in action. Residents forced out of 595 Jackson Avenue in the Bronx. That's because the building department says it's not safe after a box truck slammed into that building Monday. Witnesses tell News 12 The Bronx. The truck was operated by Lion Hauling LLC and was making a delivery at a nearby construction site when the driver got out and the truck kept going. The building houses a ground floor daycare center, but no one was there at the time. No other injuries reported. The buildings department has issued a full evacuation order till further notice. Congressman Richie Torres to announce a bill today designed to prevent what happened in early August when a 20-month-old girl died by drowning after she climbed into a backyard pool at a home daycare in the Bronx. Torres telling 1010 Winds, for one thing, Rivers Law would prohibit swimming pools at residential daycare centers and would require them to be equipped with an alarm system specifically designed to keep the children safe.
If there had been adequate adult supervision, River would be alive today. If there had been adequate safety inspections of the residential daycare, River might be alive today. If there had been an alarm on the door or adequate fencing or an alarm on the fence, River might be alive today.
And he notes,
if there's one cause that should be bipartisan, it should be child safety.
And so he says he's hopeful there will be enough support to get this bill passed. Jerry Nadler's 17th term in Congress will be his last. The longtime representative from Manhattan tells the New York Times he will not run for re-election next year. Nadler had this to say in his most recent victory speech.
This district does not belong to me or to my opponents, for that matter. It belongs only to the voters of this district. The New Yorkers who get up every day and busy themselves with building a better, fairer city. Those New Yorkers get to choose who best represents the people and values of this city.
Nadler tells the Times that watching Joe Biden run and then drop out of the presidential race, quote, really said something about the necessity for generational change in the party, and he wants to respect that. On X, Governor Hochul called Nadler a champion, a fighter, and a trusted voice for New Yorkers, and said she's deeply grateful for his extraordinary service. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries said for nearly five decades in public service, Jerry Nadler has been a relentless fighter for justice, civil rights, and liberties, and the fundamental promise of equality for all.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.